What's the largest ticket you've ever received? It's 99.7 EJX. This is Setting the Bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do.
That's right. If you can manage to make it through the day without forgetting where you parked and racking up over $8,000 worth of parking tickets, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no! Now, oh, that feels unintentional.
Now, this is... There's a car there in St. Louis, $8,600 worth of parking tickets. Oh. I'm sure you can relate where you come out to your car and you're like, oh, dang, got a parking ticket. But $8,600 worth of parking tickets, literally, they just keep going by every single day, the same car, ticketing them. There's probably a bunch of those stuck under the windshield there. And I got to think, well, one... hopefully this person is still alive.
Yeah, that would be my first thought. Is the person, did they abandon the car because they are no longer with us?
Yeah, and two, at what point do you just tow the car and move it out of the parking lot? Apparently, the city of St. Louis is like, well, we don't have the manpower to do that for all the cars that are getting tickets like this.
But we got plenty of people handing out the tickets. That's great.
Yeah, so the tow truck drivers are different than the traffic citation people. So,
okay.
Yeah. Hopefully.
You would think after like the first 10, they start to get a little flag at headquarters.
Yeah. And you're just like, hey, let's get this one car out of here and, you know, move it to the impound lot and people can figure that out. I mean, I remember when I was in college, there was a strict no parking on this street between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. because of like the traffic, the rush hour, right?
Right.
And it was always a great spot to park, especially when I was commuting to campus because I lived off campus.
Yeah.
But I had a class that ended at 3:50. And so I would book it out of this class to get there in time because literally at 4 o'clock, they had a tow truck and they were yanking cars.
Wow.
At four. They were serious.
Not just handing out tickets.
No. They had a tow truck. And I remember I ran up there one time because I stayed later or I got distracted and it was like 4:05. And I saw them pulling my car onto the bed of a pickup truck or onto the bed of a tow truck. And I was like, wait, here I am. They're like, sorry, buddy. Once it's up, you got to go to the impound lot.
And
so I had to have one of my friends drive me to the impound lot, pay $80.
Oh,
and
savage.
And the parking ticket.
Okay, maybe. What town was that?
What do you mean?
What town were you in?
It was it was in Columbus.
Oh, okay. Maybe Columbus has some tow trucks to spare they can send down to
St. Louis.
Because it sounds like they got plenty of manpower to do that kind of thing.
I'm just happy that I haven't experienced anything like that here.
Yeah.
Because
that is, wow.
Yeah, that was strict.
That's intense.
That is intense. And it was even outside. It wasn't even intense.
Never gets old.
So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without forgetting where you parked and racking up over $8,000 worth of parking tickets, you're doing okay.
And I guess we're never going to know, is that person still with us?
Nope, not going to know.
Will they ever find their
car? Will they ever find their car?
Dude, where's my car?
Are they still wandering around?
Yes.
Looking for their car, hitting the unlock lock button on their little key fob?
Feels like it's been a long time since they have that many.
Yeah, it's been a minute.